Welcome to Simply Hepatitis, and today it's quite sunny out in the UK, and I'm quite excited to be on this episode of Simply Hepatitis to discuss symptoms of hepatitis B in particular. These symptoms may be applicable to other causes of hepatitis, in particular if they are due to viruses. There are other causes of acute hepatitis which may be relevant to some listeners of mine, but I will, like I mentioned, discuss hepatitis B in an acute form. So what are the symptoms? In other words, what symptoms will trigger you go to hospital or see a doctor so that they can check whether or not you have hepatitis B? Yes, we did talk about the overview of hepatitis B and its global importance. However, today, if you have symptoms of nausea, body aches, anorexia, that is feeling very unhappy to eat, in other words, loss of appetite, joint pains, abdominal pain, change in the color of your urine becoming a bit dark, and or stools are becoming pale, itchy skin, and most importantly, if you notice a tinge of yellow eyes and or skin, that is, if you're light skinned, then you should start thinking of acute hepatitis. Now, this is important. There are many other causes of these symptoms. So none of these symptoms are specific for hepatitis alone. There are many other things that can present in a similar fashion. But if these symptoms occur, perhaps following exposure to the transmission mechanisms of hepatitis B, usually 4 weeks or so, then you are thinking of excluding a possibility of an infection by hepatitis B. There are other episodes that deals with the transmission risks and what factors might prompt a clinician to request such a test. This will not be covered at this point. Be that as it may, it is important to recognize the fact that the absence of these symptoms do not suggest the fact that you don't have hepatitis B. In its acute form, most younger children do not present with symptoms. Adults do present symptoms, but some may never be present. Whatever the situation is, if you think that you might have, may have been exposed to hepatitis B, you can go ahead and have a test conducted, and the specific test to find out whether or not you have hepatitis B is the hepatitis B surface antigen. It's a simple test. The result is known within minutes, and you can do that in order to decide what treatment and or management strategy would best suit your situation. Thank you very much for joining me on this episode, and I look forward to welcoming you on another one soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.